Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The images. The images. The images are burned into my brain. The impacts, the fires, the destruction. I want to wake up from this nightmare. I just keep shaking my head. Who could do this? Why would anyone do this? How could any human being do this? I just keep shaking my head. Four airplanes gone. So many buildings destroyed. One rural meadow scarred. I just keep shaking my head. Hundreds, no thousands, of innocent lives taken. Thousands, no tens of thousands, of families grieving. Millions, no billions, of civilized humans disbelieving. I just keep shaking my head. So much love denied. So many friendships abbreviated. So many spirits lost to another dimension. I just keep shaking my head. Years of productivity gone. A world of promise stolen. A wealth of contribution eliminated. I just keep shaking my head. Survivors' faces in pain and anguish. Loved ones' hearts broken. The toll incalculable. I just keep shaking my head. A few evil people. Thousands of innocent victims. Why is evil easier to leverage than good? I just keep shaking my head. The irony is palpable. Evildoers with blood on their hands. Courageous volunteer workers with blood on their hands. I just keep shaking my head. Why is there despair simultaneous with hope? How could there be loathing concurrent with admiration? How can this be? I just keep shaking my head. I seek the blessing in all this, but my vision is blurred by anger and frustration. Alas, the blessing is elusive. I just keep shaking my head. At last, I witness hopefulness in unity. I see selflessness and courage. Now we unite behind a purpose. I begin raising my head. Here there is love being shown. There we see hope springing forth. Yonder there are demonstrations of leadership. I raise my head further. America is strong. Americans have strong spirits. We summon the resolve for which we are known. We demonstrate the courage for which we have been blessed. I hold my head high. I have faith in myself. I have confidence in our people. We have been here before. God be with us. God bless America. Welcome back, folks. It's September the 11th, 2009, 8 years after that fateful day when we were attacked. And that's a poem that I wrote a couple of days after we were attacked. Where were you at that moment? I know you remember. I had just gotten off of the air. I literally had put the headphones down and was leaving the building to go to another appointment. And I turned on, I cranked the car, and the radio came on and said, and the person said, breaking news of an airplane has just flown into a building in New York City. And that's pretty newsworthy. So I got out of my car, came back in the office, turned on my television, sat down, and saw what was going on, and barely in time to watch live as the second airplane banked hard and flew into the other tower. Of course, I couldn't move after that. I didn't move all day. I sat there and watched the rest, as we all did. Ladies and gentlemen, we can never forget. We must never forget what happened. We must never, ever forget that we were attacked. We must never forget that there are people out there who want to hurt us. And guess what, my friends? They have not changed that resolve. Those people, those fanatics, Al-Qaeda by name, they may have other names, but there are intolerant people who hate us for who we are. They hate us for what we stand for. They consider our level of tolerance. They consider our way of looking at civilization. They consider the way that we love others and refuse to hurt innocent people in the name of anything. They consider that to be weakness that which they can exploit. They see the way we are is not only something that is loathsome, but is something that is an advantage to them, to their way of thinking, to their worldview, as small and tiny and distorted and hateful and intolerant and disgusting as their worldview is. They have one. And just because we haven't heard much from them in the last few years, certainly America has not been attacked since then. Just because we've had quite a bit of success around the world with our allies, even though there have been other attacks, we have had some success in preventing them from attacking at least us again. They have not lost their resolve. They're very patient, these evil people. That's something that we need to never forget. As much as we know about them, as much as we understand about their ability to do evil, to hurt and kill innocent people who get in their way, who actually become pawns in their scheme. As much as we know about them, we have to know this. They are very resolute because it's a religious thing for them. And they are very patient. They're not in a big hurry. They will take as long as it takes. And that is the reason why, ladies and gentlemen, we can never forget. We can never drop our guard. We can never be complacent about our need to fight these people, to take the battle to them, to root them out in whatever hole we find them in, to root them out and kill them. And then we have to do some other things. We have to change the way some other people think. We have to bring children along. We have to raise children that understand that killing and intolerance isn't good for people who live here on planet Earth. It's almost 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. A little more of this right after these messages. I've got a top 10 list when we come back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.